Monday, Tuesday, right? Monday night, I'm showing wise bones.
Someone did not down a naira of a mutter shots. So it can happen. I wanted to look up the halacha, actually. It's very interesting halacha about someone who can't manage to stay up for Motor Shabbos. It's too late for him in the summer. So is it better he davens from Plag HaMincha Moishi, Mariv, or does he do Tashlubi the next day? I have to make a note, but I forgot to look it up. He had a question, an interesting question, actually. What's better to do? Tashlubi? On Sunday?
No,
yeah, yeah, for Plag HaMincha, you can daven. Ikka, you can daven for Plag HaMincha. Mariv. Yeah. You daven on Friday, Shemoneh Esrom, you daven on Shabbos, Shemoneh Esrom on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. We've got a problem
of
Tzuna
Shabbos.
Of?
Tzuna
Shabbos, not
daven Shabbos. Gemara says you're allowed to. Gemara says you're allowed to do it. You're allowed daven from Plag HaMincha. It's called by Tvila.
Yeah, it could be done on Tuesday. Well, Tuesday you can do it.
Tuesday? No, not Tuesday, on Shabbos.
No, I'm saying it's worse, much worse
than Shabbos. It's much more of a Kiddush, definitely. Yeah. As far as I'm aware, Mishmurusa one shouldn't do it because you're going to make mistakes. People are going to make mistakes like this. They think if you don't have a Mariv, it's already much of Shabbos. But Ikad, you don't have to do it. Let me just check Tashlumen on Sunday or. I would have thought you'd do Tashlumen. I'm not sure. I've got to check it out. It's a very interesting question, yeah? I'm saying it happens now, but some people can't manage to stay up so late. 11 o'clock is very late at night. They can't wait so late. So they go to sleep early. I know people who do Avdolah. They say, do Avdolah Sunday morning. So they're not doing a matter. It's a lady, I know, but the mice and men probably got the same problems. So the man also goes to sleep earlier. He's not going to make it for Mariv or Motz Shabbos. So what does he do now? Does he daven from Plag HaMincha Mariv on Shabbos afternoon? Or does he daven twice Tashlumen? Anyway, wherever Al Shari is a person did not daven on Motz Shabbos. I don't know what happened. He was too tired. It was after Nacht and he went to sleep. He forgot. Whatever reason it was, this person could do Tashlumen on Sunday morning. So Sunday is daven Tushpanes. So we said from the Mishabura that Mishabura says if he was already Mabdil al Kodesh on Motz Shabbos, so this is a very strange case. That means he was Mabdil al Kodesh, he forgot daven Tushpanes. Strange case. But there's some strange people around. That happened. It's not so casual. There are some interesting people around. So the Meister, for some reason, he managed to do Havdolah HaKos. Oh, someone said to him in hospital. They said someone's in hospital. Because the Meister doesn't do Mariv off the heart. So he heard Mariv. He heard Havdolah from someone, but he couldn't have a Mariv. Well, he was too schwach to have a Mariv. He managed to hear Havdolah, but he couldn't have a Mariv, that's it, right? So now, while I was on Shabbat Sunday morning, he davens twice Shemoneh Esrom, once for Shacharis and once for Motzei Shabbos. So Mishmur says if he's not made Havdolah HaKos, then the Mishmur says, you say Atochoy Antonu in the second tefillah. Because since the first one is for Shacharis, so that stays normal. The second one is for compensation for Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is Atochoy Antonu, says the Mishmur. Therefore, in the second Shemoneh Esrom, says the Mishmur, you say Atochoy Antonu. That is how the Mishmur says. Others disagree, I think Bukhager and others disagree, and they say no. The first Shemoneh Esrom you daven on Sunday morning, even though it's Shacharis for, you still say Atochoy Antonu in that one. And I think that Chaim explains that the reason is because it's not a din in Shemoneh Esrom, it's a din in the first Shemoneh Esrom you do after Motzei Shabbos Atochoy Antonu. So interesting machlokes. Nice, the Mishmur Paschas you say in the second one. That's
the
one.
Why does someone miss out on Motzei Shabbos Mariv for Mezid?
If someone what?
Miss out on Motzei Shabbos and Mariv for Mezid.
Yeah. That's a shumin.
Yeah, so
is that
the finished
rule? Yeah, tonight, yeah. Probably not. I don't know, sorry, yeah. So, right, that is halacha number one. Yeah, that was what we said yesterday. We finished off yesterday. We were very interested. I was going to explain this very briefly to the Rabbi Yisrael, because it isn't a gear, this does happen. We started off with just the Ishaili yesterday. It's very interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That is, let's just start getting the story. Let's say, make it simple first of all, Wednesday is Rish Chodesh. Wednesday night is no Rish Chodesh. I mean, Thursday is not Rish Chodesh. There's only one day Rish Chodesh, Wednesday. Someone forgot, let's start with scene one. Someone forgot Mincha on Rish Chodesh, Wednesday afternoon. He forgot the whole of Mincha. He comes to Mariv. How many Shemoneh has he done?
Two.
He says Yalev Yovei?
No.
That's 100% right. Now, this is a bit more complicated. It's not more complicated. It's just you have to think about this a minute. Now, the next story is he davened Mincha on Wednesday afternoon. But he didn't realize it was Rish Chodesh, so he did not say Yalev Yovei. So he davened Mincha on Rish Chodesh, Wednesday afternoon, a normal weekday Shemoneh Esrom. He didn't realize anything. It comes to Wednesday night, and someone says to him, Moshe, how do you enjoy Rish Chodesh? He said, Rish Chodesh? No, I can't believe it. I forgot the Mincha, so he had a belly. What would you say, Rabbi? So how many smirnas do you do for Maariv?
One.
Why?
Because not gaining anything like
this. Well, so it's the machlokes. This is the machlokes of Chachma Ravansia and Tosus. The Chachma Ravansia say that since over here you're going to be doing the same smirnas as you davened already before, that means what's going to happen to this person if we send daven twice? If he davens twice, he'll daven Maariv on Wednesday night, like normal. He'll daven another Shmoneh Esra, a second Shmoneh Esra, to make up for what he missed out on Wednesday afternoon.
Exactly,
but he's davening exactly the same Shmoneh Esra.
Not gained anything.
So you've gained absolutely nothing. So the Chachma Ravansia say, in such a case there, you could not say, you don't say it. Others disagree. The Maisa, that's what Rambam was telling you, see. The Shai is, what's going on when you miss out Yalavori? Others learn it's because you haven't davened. So if the fault is that you haven't davened, it's nothing with Tefillah. And therefore, you keep not davening, you say a second Shmoneh Esra. Others learn it's that you've davened, but you've just missed out Yalavori. So according to that, is a Machlokes. So now, based on that Machlokes, the Pesak Halacha is, let's just find the Pesak Halacha. The Pesak Halacha is that what one should do is daven another Shmoneh Esra, but Tefillah's Nedova. Because a person on Wednesday night should daven another Shmoneh Esra and say, if I'm chayav to say another Shmoneh Esra, this should be my second Shmoneh Esra. If not, it shouldn't be. Let me just clarify this. Let me just check this out in Halacha. That's in Siman Kuf Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. I've got one, I'll show you. Kuf Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. Sorry, I've got one. I have. Sorry. Kuf Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. Yeah, you have to, Moshe, yeah, you have to. Kuf Ches, if you have it. Torah means Rosh Hashanah, Svalash Manah. Now, so the same side actually applies to someone who done a mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and he's done a weekday Shmoneh Esra. He forgot it was Shabbos, he's done a weekday Shmoneh Esra, and he only realized after Shabbos. You got the same question there, yeah? Because on Motzei Shabbos, what's he going to be davening? A weekday Shmoneh Esra, he's going to be the same Shmoneh Esra again. So that's the Mechaba, Torah, Mincha Shabbos, Mispal Shmoneh Esra, Hiskash Shabbos, Mispal Motzei Shabbos, Shnayim, Ve'elim, Mispal, Yispal, Beteus, Nadova. You should do it, Beteus, Nadova, because we don't know what to do. Yeah? Ach, God, you should do it, Beteus, Nadova. Now, the question is, what happens now? This is all very good at Teres Nedova if the day is a weekday. On Shabbos, you can't do it in Nedova. So if, for example, we show this on Friday, same story, a person done Friday afternoon Mincha, he forgot Yalav Yavi. It's coming up soon, we show this on Friday coming up, yeah? So he done Mincha on Friday afternoon without Yalav Yavi.
Not this year.
This year, what, you can't, in a week's time, week and a half time, example. And he forgot to say Yalav Yavi. He finished Mincha, Dama Maariv, and he says, oh gosh, I got it wrong. Now he can't do it to the dollar. What does he do? So here, the Bishop Ruhr says, Ein Lahashtim Klab Leish Shabbos. Here, you can't do about it. Since there's no Tfinis Nadova, you cannot make it up. So you have it. This is where that guy heard from Birkas Matan Shabbat. This is the case where the person wanted to ask someone to be moitzi him. But that is, you can't, there's nothing you can do, otherwise you're stuck. Alright, so that is why I want to finish off yesterday. Let's just move on a bit more. Also, another interesting halach is that you say Habdolin and Atochen Antonu, yeah? If someone missed it out, even if he's just up to Baruch Atah Hashem, let's say he said Hashem's name, you don't do anything about it. You can't say Amdein Kekecha and go back, you just finish Oshman Esra. Nothing you can do. You don't go back to it at all. Yeah? That is halacha number one. So Atochen Antonu, I mean, obviously, if you read that before Baruch Atah Hashem, obviously you go back and say it. But if you didn't, once you said Hashem's name, you can't rectify what you've done wrong, and you have to finish off with Esra, because Baruch Hamad afterwards, but you can't actually do Atochen Antonu anymore. Yeah, you should do Baruch Hamad first. We haven't said Atochen Antonu, you should Baruch Hamad. That's what the best thing to do. The only interesting case is also very interesting. Someone missed Atochen Antonu. So normally it's not a problem to make up Dollar Kais. Normally, if someone missed Atochen Antonu. The exception to this is, very interesting, I'll look at this actually. If someone missed Atochen Antonu in Shmoneh Esra, and he actually, and he ate something before making up Dollar, which is wrong. In that case, he has to repeat Shmoneh Esra. That's the only case like that. Normally you don't have to have this case, yeah? That is the halacha over here. Okay. The halacha of that. The other question is, someone's got no Abdullah. I mean, the maestro, if someone's got no Abdullah, so you should wait till Sunday if he can. If he can't, he's allowed to eat without making Abdullah. Okay, let's start with today. Tfilas Maariv. So the next thing is now Tfilas Maariv. Now, we've already spoken about this in the past, that Tfilas Maariv When does Maariv start from? When is this man that you can start to do Maariv, Moshi? Oh, so there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, actually, in the Mishnah. The machlokes with the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim say that Mincha goes till, well, it says to Laila, whatever it is, well, sorry, what it means. Let's say to Laila, and Rabbi Yehuda says it means to plug a Mincha. That's throughout Mincha. Now, the force will explain that wherever you hold Mincha goes till, then the next moment after that is Maariv. That means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as plug a Mincha hits, you can now daven Maariv. According to Chachamim, you cannot daven Maariv till Tzeisach Chavim, till night. Right, Moshe. Now, what I need to know, Moshe, is plag HaMincha. What time is plag HaMincha? Do you know? Right, so there's two plag HaMincha. This one brings down two shifts after work out plag HaMincha. I'm not going to go through all the details here. But the day is worked out either from Amud HaShachar till Tzeis, and you divide it in 12 Zmanias, or from Netz till Shkia. However you do that, that is going to make an effect to your plag HaMincha. It means according to the first opinion, plag HaMincha will be an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKom, which is much later. According to the second opinion, 1.25 hours before Shkia will be, which is earlier. These are two times. You look at the Luach, you normally find two different Zmanim for plag HaMincha. One is the Levush, one is the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen is the later one, and the Levush is the early one. We hear, interesting how it works actually, we hear many people got a minigun to make Shabbos already from the first plug. Which is a bit of a chiddush really, because not everyone agrees to this first plug. But Maisa, it seems to be a minig outside Eretz Yisrael that many people use plug as a dividing line in order to keep Shabbos from them. That's halacha number one. Now, this is the halacha, there's no argument about this, it's quite clear that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven Mincha till plag HaMincha and then start as Zmana Maariv. According to Rabban, it's quite clear you could daven Mincha all the way till Tzeis HaKorim and then Maariv starts. So it's a kula and a chumra. Each one's got a kula and a chumra, really. Yeah? Each one's got a kula. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a big leniency. So Mincha's cut short, but you've got Maariv starts earlier. According to Rabbanon, you've got a leniency, Mincha lasts longer, but Maariv starts later.
How can we recover Shabbos earlier, according to the Rabbanon?
Ah, so this is the knowledge. So what I'll share now is when it comes to Shabbos. So this is also very universal, very many people do this, that many people hold that on Erev Shabbos, one is allowed to recover Shabbos early, even according to Chonam. Even if someone's got a minig to daven always at night, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, what's the reason? So one is because of Tosef Shabbos, the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. And therefore, it could be the Tosef Shabbos, the Chiddush actually. Some people showing that Tosef Shabbos makes it into a ready light night.
Tosef Shabbos, only a few minutes.
You can make Tosef Shabbos if you want. You can make it long if you want.
Yeah,
if you take Shabbos, if you take Shabbos by plug up Mincha, yeah, so you now accept the Shabbos, so you're allowed to do that. So that's how some learn. Actually, I think the Mogen Avraham says actually, the Erev Shabbos makes a lot of sense, because what's Maariv corresponding to? Had the Chalom Leivorim. He said, on Erev Shabbos, they offered up the Chalom Leivorim before Nacht. Before, they did it before Shabbos, but Plag HaMincha time. So it makes a lot of sense, he says, on Erev Shabbos to daven actually from Plag HaMincha. But let's talk about during the week first of all. Now, there's nothing wrong, the Shulchan Aruch says that since it doesn't say clean halacha, who passed like the Huda, or like the Rabbon, everyone could do what they want. You're allowed to do what you want. Kol Ma'adah Ovid, Solashon Shulchan Aruch.
You don't go
according
to the
Rav. What?
I imagine
you
don't go according
to the Rav. It's interesting, actually. Yeah, the Maaseh doesn't say quite right. It's a good point what he's saying. But the Maaseh sure doesn't say that. Asikna, says the Gemara, the Ovid Kamau Ovid or the Ovid Kamau Ovid. You can do how you want. There's no clear halacha defined. And therefore, you can either follow the opinion of the Rabbanon or follow the opinion of the Rabbi Huda. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a very important but this over here. Shulchan Aruch, it's all very nice to do that. The only condition is, who she asked only becoming out of the Shulchan Aruch, you must always do that one, and you can't chop and change. Mm. That means, if today, for what time to plug in Kamoishi, what time is that, quarter to eight?
Yeah.
Let's say quarter to eight. So today, let's say, for example, I decide double Mincha at 8 o'clock. That means I'm taking on that plug up Mincha is not the next day. So you can't. Tomorrow, I decide to double Maariv at quarter to eight. Now that is contradiction.
I've done Mincha earlier before plug, tomorrow.
But still, what's you happening? Said, it's a bit funny what I'm doing, yeah? Am I treating the period of quarter to eight?
You see, today I'm passing on what I'm going because of you, don't you want to go to the bottom?
So if you say that, very good, I'll tell you, in good company, in Worcester, you can do that every day. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says, "Who sheyas el oirav chad minayu." See, my oyster crab bottom is part of milchal alayla. Shum einochad is part of arav chagam milchal alayla. And my oyster crab, you can't do it. And that's talking about Mishmur says even from one day to the next. Actually, the big chiddush Mishmur says even from one day to the next you cannot change. Let me just cite five from Mishmur here. I feel the mocha. Mishmur says the oirav chad pirush le yinu pan kach pan kach. Mishmur to have a tatzik is asra. I feel the mocha. Even the next day. That's certainly a problem, he says. If Davin Mincha at 8 o'clock tonight, and then at 5 past 8 or 4 past 8, Davin Mariam, that probably doesn't make sense. Then you're contradicting yourself Min A.V.
No, you can't.
What?
No, say that you can't.
That, of course, is much worse.
So, what about those people who Davin for that?
Wait till you always Davin for Mano.
Would they be Davin for Mano already?
How does that work?
Can't do.
In winter, you're down as Manoid. Let's say Manoid.
Let's say what?
In winter, one always down as Manoid. In the summer, one down as early. So how's that changed?
Yes, maybe that's a bit better, because then you've got a fixed Tekufa. It could be from one day to the next, is more problematic, but maybe for Tekufa's time. That's a good point, actually, we're saying. Who I think that was, we've got summer holidays, let's say, for somewhere in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of, let's say, the countryside. Yeah. Now, many of these places in the countryside, Moshi, don't like you making a minion at night. It's too the roads are too dangerous. What?
So make a minion,
mincha and mar. They split mincha and mar about mincha before plak and mar about the plak. That is also okay, that's really better. And see, there's another hetzer as well, but that's really better. Because there you're for a fixed time you're doing this, that's okay. So again, Rabbi Yisai, there's nothing wrong as long as you are consistent. So I'll tell you, got a chiddush that from one day to the next, also a problem. But others are a bit more makel. Now, I must tell you, I didn't know, but someone told me, Rabbi Yisai, there's some shoes which are consistent the whole summer, they double, let's say 7:30. Yeah. Now that's a bit of a problem. How's that working?
Before plug.
It's either before plug. Well, okay, I don't know what time Mario is. It's Mario can't be before plug, that's definitely not. But it could be you're doubling everything after plug. You're doubling Mincha and Mario after plug. Let's say plug at 7:45, and then what I mean at 8 o'clock. So you're doing Mincha and Mario after plug.
No.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No?
No?
There's some shoes that happen.
No good.
Chayit's a problem.
Yeah.
The chayit's a problem. So I'm saying there's some shoes, apparently, someone told me there was a many, many places like this actually, that they have, and even today there's some shoes which are fixed, consistent, that they have their minyan in as a fixed time. Don't change every week or so to plug. They leave either 7:30 or they move to 8 o'clock, whatever, I don't know what they do, but they're consistent the whole time. Now this is actually brought down halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, I must say, I don't know how it applies now, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you can't contradict yourself in this plug mincha. Avol, he says, Tzibur she'espalu mincha, a tzibur that love a mincha, or k'sheyelchu lebeiselam, yi yotoyrach l'kapsom she, it's been awkward to come, get them to come back again. The Twilis Arab, you spat the Twilis at Sibyl Gamma, you're gonna nullify the Twiller. He killed Achoin, Lachoin, or Mako, Shemutta, the Spal Arab, the Stomach of Mincha. You do not have to worry about this gap, and you could have a Mincha and Mario one after the other.
You think it's
this case? No, it's not this case. This case, we're supposed to talk about is they double Mincha for some reason now. And then they realize, oh no, if everyone goes home now, to call them back from Mario is going to be a problem. But Lechaire, he's not talking about a case of where you can set your clock, let's say, plug a minute at 7:30 for a few weeks. Then he goes to 7:45. The Mincha, Mr. Brewer's not talking about a case of where you can change your timing. That means, well, a few weeks you're done at 7:30, and then a few weeks later you're done at 7:45. He's not talking about that case. But it seems that some people were so much on this for a civil that they didn't make this distinction. Very interesting, actually. Very, very interesting, yeah? So, I'm saying ideally, once I look at the clock, when you've done Mincha, you must make sure really that you don't contradict yourself. Others use, I think Diane Weiss says, very interesting, Diane Weiss says that you can use Shkia as a boundary. That means, let's say, what time is Shkia, Moshe, you know?
No.
Moshe, what's happened to you today?
It's not 5 to 10.
5 to 10. So, I think Diane Weiss says, a Chiddush, that you can use, you've done Mincha 20 to 10.
10 to 10.
10 to 10. So, let's see, done Mincha 9:30, 4:25 to 10. Finish Mincha 10 to 10, Shkia, then you do Maariv after that. Now, it's interesting where that comes from. I say, he's got a whole show about it. He says it's Mutter, it's no problem. And the people
so,
do
so
well.
20 to 10.
What?
20 to 10.
Shkia.
Don't Shkia is not. If you want the
excuse, okay, I'm saying it's a sophie. You don't know if it's definitely. Okay, could be, I'm saying the Shulchan Aruch says plug a minchas is the binding factor.
Right.
Shulchan Aruch says plug a minchas is the binding factor, and they're extending it now to use as Bein HaShmoshes also as a dividing factor, which is Chayot HaChiddush. The other one other thing is also when it comes to Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, L'Chayot you've got the same problem. So I don't know how it works. Not all shoes do this either. Many shoes use plug a minchas as a dividing factor,
yeah,
but some shoes don't. Some shoes down on that 7:30 constant.
And then I'll go to the exam 7:33, 7:35. They switch over.
Someone told me, I didn't realize, someone told me in Geis Yeshiva, we used to daven regularly at 8 o'clock, whatever, right through the, I don't remember. He said, we used to daven regularly at a fixed time. Now they've changed it to 3, but when we were in Yeshiva, it was a fixed time, the whole is bombed. It didn't change. They didn't worry about this plug. All right, Mr. Kessel.
Now we have to
do. What?
You have to be consistent always. When do you mean consistent?